praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your love. Father, we thank you for your love. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your strength that is working in us, making all things possible in our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your power that is defending us, upholding us, sustaining us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient in every area of our lives. You have made your grace sufficient, and we lack nothing. We always have what we need per time. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the battles you fought for us and won for us. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with all kinds of blessings, spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you, Lord, for putting upon us your honor. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving us the ability to pray and see results. Thank you, Father. We thank you for those prayers we prayed some years ago that you have answered today. And we thank you because the prayers we are praying at this time, in this present time, you are going to answer them also. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I am asking, O Lord, that as we come together on this platform to seek your face, to trust you, to trust you for great things, and to make declarations and decrees. O Lord, hear us from your throne. Let it be that whatsoever we bind here tonight become bound in heaven. And whatsoever we lose here tonight, become loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Have your way among us, O Lord. Take your place. Lead us by your Holy Spirit. Empower us by your Holy Spirit, and let your Holy Spirit give us utterances as we open our mouths to pray. Thank you, Father, for we know you will do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I believe that the Lord is here because of us. Because of you and I, the Lord is here. And He has a lot to do in your life. If you can open your heart as we pray, if you can trust Him, He has a lot to do in your life. We are going to sing some songs. After that, we are going to be praying with prayer points. You are the Lord, let your name be glorified. You are the Lord, let your name be glorified. We give you glory. We give you glory. And honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord, let your name be glorified. You are the Lord, you are the Lord, let your name be glorified. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Father. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Great is thy faith. O Lord, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning within. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Over and again, I give you my life, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Savior. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. I belong to Jesus. Over and again, I give you my life, Savior. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, belong. I belong to you, Lord. Over that again, I give you my heart. My Father, over and again, I give you my soul, over and again, over and again, I belong to you. Thanks, thanks. Oh Lord, we give you thanks for all you have done, for all you have done. We are so glad. We are so glad. Our souls have found rest. Oh Lord, we give you thanks. Shiva, covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Adonai, you are Jehovah, covenant keeping God. El Shaddai, you are Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You do mighty miracles. You are covenant keeping God. You never fail, you never change. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are the mighty man in bodies. El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in bodies. Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battles, O Lord, El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battles. Glory to your name. You are the mighty man in battles. Oh Lord, El Shaddai. You are the mighty man in battles. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battles. Oh Lord, El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battles. Glory to your name. You are Alpha thank Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha, you are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are all thee to be praised. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah to our King. Hallelujah. 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 Begin to worship and praise his name. Praise Jesus, the King of Kings, the King of Glory, the King of the universe, the Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battles, the Lord of lords, the Lord of hosts. Worship your Creator, worship your Father, your Savior, your Helper, your help, your strength, your restorer, your deliverer, your fortress. worship Him. Worship Him. He is your power. He is your Lord. Your God. Your Savior. Your Redeemer. Your Healer. Worship Him. Praise Him. Praise Him. The God of Israel. The God of our salvation. The God of Abraham. The God of Isaac. The God of Israel. Worship Him. The God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Worship Him. He is resurrection and life. He is the first and the last. The Alpha and Omega. The root of Jesse. Worship Him. Praise Him. We praise You, Lord. We praise You, Father. Miracle Worker. Mighty Healer. Mighty God. Mighty Savior, Mighty Redeemer, be praised forever, be glorified forever, be adored forever, for no one can do the things You do. No one can be like You. There is no other Savior beside You. There is no other name we have been given to be saved except Your own name. Because only You can save. Only You can save. No other God has been able to save any man from sin. No other God. No other God. Only You is the Savior. The real Savior. We worship You, Father. There is no end to Your dominion. There is no end to Your greatness. No end to Your strength and power. You are too much to be numbered. You are too great to be described. We worship You, Father. We praise You, Lord. Giver of eternal life. We worship You. You are the giver of peace. The true peace. Peace no one can give. Only You can give such kind of peace. Joy no one can give. Only You give such kind of joy. Comfort, health, no one can give. Only You give such kind of comfort and health. We worship You, Father. A life without You lives that is lost forever. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your interventions in my life. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your interventions in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for your interventions in my life. I called upon you and you intervened. You intervened. You intervened. I called upon you and you stepped in into my life, into my situations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for your interventions. Just a simple prayer I prayed. And then the next thing I saw was your interventions. Thank you, Father. Just a simple prayer. And then the next thing was your interventions. Thank you for intervening in my life and situations. Thank you for stepping into my life to correct things, to fix things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your interventions in my life. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to thank God. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for giving me peace the world cannot give me. You're going to say, Father, thank you for giving me peace the system of this world could not give. Thank you for giving me peace my wisdom could not give me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me peace no one else can give. Thank you, Jesus, for giving me peace money cannot give. Some people thought when they got a lot of money, that is, when they are able to have a lot of money, that they would be at peace. But that was when their sorrows multiplied. Talk to God, say, Lord, thank you for giving me peace money cannot give. Thank you for giving me peace no one can give. Peace the world cannot give. Peace my wisdom, my strength could not give me. Thank you for giving me peace. Thank you, Jesus. for filling my soul with perfect peace. Thank you, Jesus, for filling my heart with perfect peace. Thank you, Jesus, for filling my mind with perfect peace. I am not confused like those in darkness, like those in the world. I am not sorrowful. I am not deceived. I am not troubled like the people in the world. Thank you for filling my soul with peace. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for planting my feet in your light before it is too late. You're going to say, Father, thank you for establishing me in your truth before it is too late. Because it's already too late for many people out there. But you were fortunate to know the truth before it is too late. So say, Father, thank you for planting me in your light. Thank you for establishing me in your truth. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, thank you, Father, for planting my feet in your light. Thank you, Father, for establishing me in your truth, in your ways, before it was too late. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for planting my feet in your ways, in your light, in your word, in your will, in your truths. Thank you for doing this to me, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, oh Lord, I have come to you today give ears to my cry. Give ears to my prayers. You're going to say, oh Lord, I have come to meet with you today. Not with any man, but with you. Say, oh Lord, give ears to my prayers. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, oh Lord, I have come to your throne. I have come to your throne of grace. I have come to your throne of mercy. I have come to seek you this day. Lord, give ears to my cry. Give ears to my petitions. Give ears to my prayers. Give ears to my request. O Lord, attend to my prayers. Attend to my prayers. Attend to my prayers. I have come to you today. I have come to you today, asking that you help me, asking that you bless me, asking that you favor me, asking that you move my life forward. Oh Lord, please give ears to my cry. Give ears to my prayers. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, touch every area of my life where my strength has failed me. You're going to say, Father, touch every area of my life where my strength has failed, and help me. Help me. Help me. I'll begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, Father, touch every area of my life where my strength has failed, and help me in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, touch every area of my life where my wisdom has failed, where my efforts have failed. Touch those places in my life and begin to help me. Begin to help me. Begin to help me. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. In those areas, in those places, in those points in my life, where I cannot help myself, where my strength has failed. Oh Lord, touch those places and help me. Touch those places now. Touch those places right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, take away everything in my life that is bringing shame to your name in my life. You're going to say, Oh Lord, take away everything in my life that is bringing shame to your name in my life. Take them away. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Take them away. Take them away. In the name of Jesus, everything in my life, everything happening in my life, everything going on in my life that is bringing shame to your name in my life, oh Lord, take them away. Take them away. Take them away. Take them away. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying like that. Lord, take them away. Whatsoever is going on in my life, in my days, that is bringing shame to your name in my life. Oh Lord, take them away right now. Take them away right now. Take them away right now. Thank you, Lord. Take them away, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do everything to make sure that my life look the same with your design for my life. There's a design in heaven for your life. There's a design. A design of your life in heaven. And your life here on earth needs to look exactly as the one that is in heaven. The two designs must match each other. Otherwise, you are still a failure until the design of your life in heaven is the same with the design of your life here on earth. That is when you have succeeded in destiny. So you are going to say, Father, do everything to make sure that my life look exactly as the design you have in heaven. You're going to say, Father, do everything to make sure that the design of my life look exactly the same with the one that you have in heaven. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, do everything. Do everything that must be done for my life to to appear the same way you have designed it to be. Do everything. Do everything to ensure that this thing happens. Do everything, O Lord, to ensure that this thing happens, that my life look exactly as the design you have in heaven, the design of my life you have in heaven. Do everything to make sure that my life look exactly as the design you have in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. One of the reasons why the Holy Spirit was given to us is to make sure that we look exactly as the person God already know in heaven. Yeah, there is a version of you that God already know in heaven. So the Holy Spirit has been given to change us into that person God already know. So which means that we have people who are doing things that is not what God expects from their lives. Because what God knows about them is not what they are manifesting. What God knows about them is different from what is coming from their lives. So, for instance, let's say someone, God knows that person to be faithful, but the person is not faithful. God knows the person to be committed, but the person is not committed. That is, the design of God for that person is to be faithful, to be committed, to be loving. Yeah. But every time God looks at the person here on earth, God sees the opposite of what he knows the person to be. Yeah. And many people never became that person that God wants them to be. That person God already know them to be. Many people never became that person till they die. So eventually, that person God knew them to be also died. Yeah. Because when the version of you in the mind of God is not what you eventually become, then that design of you in God, we disappear. So it means you failed in your own time on earth. That is what it means. It means you walked through this world and you lived a failure, because you could not become the person God wants you to be, because you couldn't become the person God knows you to be in His plans for your life. I pray that you will not live a failure. I pray that you will not go through this world a failure. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by the presence and operations of your Holy Spirit in my life, change me. You can say, Father, by the presence and operation of your Holy Spirit in my life, change me into that person you know me to be. Change me into the person you know me to be. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, by the presence and operation of your Holy Spirit in me, begin to change me into the person you know me to be. Change me into that person. Change me into that person. Not the person I know myself to be, but the person you know me to be. Not the person I want to be, but the person you want me to be. Oh Lord, begin to work in me to change me to that person. I don't want to live a failed life. I don't want to live a life of failure. Oh Lord, change me to that person. Change me to that person. Change me to that person. We have many rich people in this world, wealthy people, but they are living a failure. They are living a failed life. Yeah, if you are a Christian because you want to have money, just forget about Christianity. Go and join the people of the world and let them show you how to have money. Yeah, if that is all that you come to achieve in Christianity, then you don't have to become a Christian, because we have people out there who are not Christians and they have a lot of money. Yeah, then why waste your time becoming a Christian? Yeah, but if you are here in the body of Christ, if you are here in the church to become the person God wants you to be, then this prayer is very important. Ask God to change you. Ask Him to change you. Say, oh Lord, by the presence and operation of your Holy Spirit in my life, begin to change me practically into that person you know me to be. Change me. Change me, Lord Jesus. Change me, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Some people think all that matters in life is to get married, have children, make money, buy lands, build houses, buy cars, what else? Or become famous, what else? Have a lot of beautiful things in this world. And then what else? I don't know what else. Yeah. They thought that is all that matters in life. And they call themselves Christians. Okay, move to new locations. Yeah, they want to travel around the world, and that is all that matters to them. Yeah, and my concern is that these people still call themselves Christians, and some call themselves pastors. And all that matters to them is all is gaining all the things that is in this world. To me, they are not Christians. Yeah, because that was not how Christianity was established. It from the beginning, Christianity has nothing to do with gaining the riches and the wealth of this world. Go and study your Bible. From the beginning, Christianity has nothing, I mean nothing, to do with gaining all the riches and wealth and beautiful things of this world. Yeah. Then what is Christianity about? It's all about becoming that person that you are in God, that person that you are in Christ, and fulfilling the purpose why God has sent you to this world. Yeah, that is all that Christianity is all about. Becoming like Jesus. Becoming the person, the new creature that we are in God, that we are in Christ. That is all. That is all that Christianity is all about. Now, question is, what have you been living your life for? What have you been living your life for all these years? Are you living to gain the things of this world? Just the same way the people of the world, the unbelievers, are living. Are you living to gain the same things the unbelievers are living each day of their lives to gain? Or are you living to gain Christ? Yeah, you know the answer. And that is why you're going to pray. Of course, Christians will have beautiful things. But those of us that have beautiful things, we know why we have them. And we did not have them by living for them, by running after them. That was not how we got the beautiful things God blessed us with. We didn't get them by running after them. We didn't get them by living for those things. Yeah. So you have to get the definition of Christianity right. So that you won't just waste your time calling yourself a Christian and attending church programs and joining prayer sessions. You could just be wasting your time if you haven't gotten the definition of Christianity right. Yeah. You could be wasting your time. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be wise. And to pursue after the real thing. The real things you have for my life. Say, Father, help me to be wise. Help me to be wise enough to pursue after the real things you have for my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Not the things that fade away. Not the things that perishes. Not the things that leads to death, the things that leads to darkness, the things that leads to sin, not the things that leads to sorrow. Oh Lord, help me to be wise enough as I walk through this world to pursue after the real things you have for my life. The real things. Help me, Father, to be wise enough to pursue after the things of your kingdom that abide forever. The life in your kingdom that abides forever. Help me to be wise enough to pursue after those things. Help me, Father. Help me, Father, to be wise as I journey through this world. Help me to be wise enough to pursue after the real things, not the things that perishes, not the things that fades away with time. For the beauties of this world are fading away already. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. The Bible told us that the things which are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. The things that we can't see with our eyes, those are eternal things. Those ones abide forever. But the ones that you see, they will all perish, including your body. Some people, they are so concerned about looking beautiful. go and ask a 90-year-old woman. Go and ask a 90-year-old woman and ask her, do you still think about looking beautiful like the way you were thinking about it in your youthful days? I'm sure the old one will just look at you and smile. Yeah, because everything in this world will fade away. It's just a matter of time. And you might think, oh, I still have time. You don't have time. You don't have time. 10 years, to me, is just like yesterday. I can still remember things that happened to me 10 years ago, and it, in my mind, it is as fresh as though they happened yesterday. Yeah. 20 years is just like yesterday. So you might think you have time, and then you're saying, let me just enjoy the world. Let me enjoy the things of the world. I still have time. You don't have time. Yeah. You don't have time. Now is the time to take your destiny serious. Now is that time. Because you don't have time. I'm repeating it again. You don't have time. Yeah, now is the time. Because before you know it, 5 years is gone. Then another 5 years is gone. You don't have time. Yeah, now is the time to be serious with your destiny and with your walk with God. And how are we going to know that you are serious? It is by checking the things you seek after. the things you pursue after, the things you have made your priorities in life. That is how we will know if you are serious with your destiny. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I don't want to perish with the temporal things that are in this world. You're going to say, Father, I don't want to perish together with the temporal things that are in this world. Help me to choose and seek after the eternal things in your kingdom. You're going to say, Father, I don't want to perish together with the temporal things that are in this world. Help me to choose and to seek after and to run after the eternal things in your kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Pray. Pray. The things that we see are temporal. The things that we see are temporal. Talk to God. Say, oh Lord, I don't want to perish with the temporal things that are in this world. Help me to choose eternal things. Help me to run after eternal things that are in your kingdom. Help me, Lord. I don't know if you are really praying this prayer. Help me, Lord. The best thing I can do for you is to lead you to pray this kind of prayer. Because it's more than any amount of money I can give you. That is, if I have the money. Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to choose eternal things. Help me to run after eternal things that are in your kingdom. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Thank you, Father. Name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, do not let me have anything in this world that will take away my place in your kingdom. You're going to say, Father, do not let me have. There are some things people have in this world. And because they have those things, that is why they cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And whenever I look at those people, I would be wishing in my mind that they don't have those things. Yeah. I would, you know, be saying in my mind that how I wish these people don't have what they have. They would have made it to heaven. Because I know that as long as they have what they have, they can't enter into God's kingdom. And I feel so sorry for them. Yeah, I feel so sorry for them. So you're going to say, Father, do not let me have anything in this world that will take away my place in your kingdom. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, do not let me have anything in this world. Some people would have made it to heaven if they never have children. Some people would have made it to heaven if they never had marriage. Some people would have made it to heaven if they never had many things many of you are seeking for today. Say, oh Lord, do not let me have things that will take away my place in your kingdom. Do not let me have such things. Do not let me have such things. Do not let me have such things. Things that will shut the door of heaven against me. Lord, do not let me have them in this world. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, let's look at what Jesus had to say about the church in Laodicea. The church in Laodicea. You know that the people in that church, they were running after money, running after the things of the world, and in their own eyes, they were rich. But Jesus said, in his own eyes, they are poor, wretched. Yeah, in Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. You know, the other churches, Jesus would first commend them. Jesus would commend them by saying, I know that you are doing well in this area. You did well in this area. Then Jesus would now mention what they are not doing well. Then Jesus would say, this is what I have against you. Stop doing this. Stop doing that. Yeah, so you can read it from Revelation chapter. Is it not chapter 2? Jesus began to speak about the churches. Yeah, from Revelation chapter 2, you can read it. You can read about the message Jesus gave Apostle John for each of the church, each of the churches. But when it was the turn of the church in Laodicea, there was nothing to commend. You can read it from verse 14, Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. Revelation chapter 3, from verse 14. You can see that Jesus began the message with rebuke. There was nothing to commend that those people in the Laodicean church were doing. There were nothing to commend. And the church in these last days is exactly like this Laodicean church in Revelation chapter 3 from verse 14 to the end. The state of the church of God in this time that we are is like the church in Laodicea. Now let me read from verse 14, Revelation chapter 3 from verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Verse 17, because thou seest I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Can you see everything Jesus was saying about that church, the church in Laodicea? Yeah. Number one, he said they are lukewarm people. They are neither cold nor hot. And that is what is going on in the church of God today. Number two, their focus is on riches and on the things of this world, material things on this world. But in the sight of God, in the realm of the Spirit, they are wretched people, miserable people, poor people, blind, naked. And that is the condition of the church of these last days. May God help us. You're going to pray that you will not be deceived, as a lot of people out there are already deceived. That you will not be deceived, even as many Christians out there are already deceived. Yeah, you think having a lot of money in your bank account, you think that is what it means to be rich? Of course not. Yeah, I've told you many things that will happen in the last days. Yeah, I've told you about how some people will have money in their account, and then suddenly, they won't find the money in their account anymore. And even the bank will not be able to explain how those money disappeared. And not only that, I've also told you that people will have money and they will have nothing to buy with money. So a time is coming that money will be so useless and valueless. Yeah. There's no time to be going into those details. Yeah. So if you think what is so important in this life is money, just leave Jesus alone. Go after money, go after the world. Leave Christianity alone, because it means you have failed. That is what it means. Yeah, it means you have failed the purpose of Christianity. You have failed that purpose. So there's no need following God. So there is more to life than what the world is telling us about life, than what the world is showing us about life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from every deception of material things in this world. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from the deception of riches and wealth. Deliver me from the deception of the material things that is in this world. Oh Lord, deliver me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The things of this world, they carry a deceiving power. A deceiving power. Even beauty, the beauty of your body carries a deceiving power. All the beautiful things in this world, they carry a deceiving power. So they can easily deceive you out of the will of God. Except God help you. Say, oh Lord, deliver me from the deception. Deliver me from the deception of riches and wealth. Deliver me from the deception of material things of this world. Deliver me from the deception of beautiful things in this world. Do not let me be deceived out of your will. Do not let the things of this world deceive me out of your ways, out of your righteousness. Deliver me, O Lord, from the deception of the material things in this world. The deception of money, the deception of beautiful things, the deception of beauty that is in this world. Deliver me now in the name of Jesus. Deliver me now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you know, it is not only the wealthy people that have been deceived, or the rich people. Even the poor have been deceived. Yeah. There's a lot of deception that comes with the material things in this world. Yeah, I used to be deceived by those things. Yeah, there's a way those things can make you feel like your life is not complete except you have them. Yeah. Some people, they feel like their life is not complete, is not successful, is not prospering until they have a lot of money. That is deception. Some people feel like I don't know, a lot of deception in that area. A lot of deception. A lot of deception that comes with the things of this world. Yeah, some people feel like they can never be happy. They can never be joyful except they have the material things of this world. And that is a lie. And the same way the poor are being deceived is the same way the rich also are being deceived. By the same money, by the same wealth. Yeah, so everyone is being deceived. Everyone. Everyone. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be rich in the treasures of heaven. You can say, Father, help me to be rich in the treasures of heaven. So that I can show this generation that true riches can only be found in you, so that I can demonstrate to this generation that only in your kingdom can true riches be found. Oh Lord, help me to be rich in the treasures of heaven, so that I can show everyone on earth that only in you can true riches be found. Only in Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The church in Laodicea, they were rich in earthly things, but poor in heavenly things. Say, oh Lord, help me to be rich in the treasures of heaven, so that I can prove to everyone that the true riches are not in this world. That true riches are not in this world, but in you. what's in your kingdom. Help me, O Lord, to have a lot of the treasures in your kingdom. The treasures of heaven. Help me to have a lot of treasures of heaven. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Those that are wise will tell you that true riches are those things money cannot buy. Those that are wise, they will tell you that true riches are those things money cannot buy. Yeah, and only in Jesus can you find those riches. Yeah. Only in Jesus, only in the kingdom of God can you find such riches. The whole world knows those riches when they see them. And Christians are supposed to be carriers of such riches. But we have been deceived. We have forsaken the true riches. Or maybe I should say we have exchanged the true riches for the false riches. Yeah. The perishable riches. Just like Esau exchanged his birthright just for a morsel, just for some food. That is exactly what the Christians in this generation are doing. God has given us true riches that money cannot buy. So which means that we are so rich, but we have forsaken those riches, and we are now running after the riches that are not true, the riches that will not last forever. So the question is, have you not exchanged the true riches of Christ for the riches of this world? Yeah. Have you not exchanged the true riches of Jesus for the riches of this world? You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to guard jealously the things that I have in you, the riches that I have in you. Help me to guard it jealously. Help me to guard it carefully. The riches of faith. To have faith is a treasure. The riches of righteousness. To be righteous in a world like this. To be holy, to be pure is a treasure. The riches of patience, endurance. Say, oh Lord, help me to guard the riches that I have in you and not lose it and not exchange it for the riches of this world. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, help me to guard with jealousy. Help me to guard carefully the riches that I have in you. Help me, O Lord, to have a relationship with God is a treasure. To have peace with God is a treasure. To have peace from God is a treasure. And money cannot buy them. To have victory over darkness is a treasure. Victory over the forces of hell is a great treasure. To have victory over sickness and diseases is a treasure. Victory over sin is a treasure. So Lord, help me to guard these treasures that I have in you. To have the fear of God is a treasure. To have humility is a great treasure. And money cannot buy it. Say, oh Lord, help me to guard the treasures that I have in you carefully, jealously, and not lose it. Help me, oh Lord. Help me not to trade the treasures I have in you for the riches of this world. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Help me, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, and another thing that many Christians don't know is that when you are full of the riches of heaven, the true riches of heaven, the riches of this world will run after you. That is, they will come looking for you. When you have true riches of heaven, the riches of this world will serve you. Yeah. You know, when you have something money cannot buy, then it means you are controlling money. Yeah, it means you have authority over money because you have what money cannot buy. That is what is priceless. Then definitely money begins to serve you. Even without you, run after money. Yeah, that is what the Christians of this time don't know. Yeah, but they feel like, I think I have true riches of heaven, but money is not serving me. It's because you don't yet have, it enough. Yeah, if you have patience with the other riches of heaven in your life, you realize that eventually money will serve you. With time, you just continue to do what God wants you to do. With patience, then you realize how all the riches of this world begin to serve you. Because when you want to do something for God, and that thing costs a lot of money, then you just pray a simple prayer. Then you say, God, supply for this need. And then almost the following day, everything you need to do that thing that God has called you to do will just start coming from nowhere. And you won't be able to explain how they come. That is how the true riches of heaven controls the riches of this world. So you just continue in the riches of heaven. All the treasures of heaven that is in your spirit. All the fruit of the spirit that is in Galatians chapter 5. All those fruits of the spirit, they are riches. They are riches of heaven. Yeah, to have self-control is a treasure and money cannot buy it. To have purity is a treasure. To have love is a treasure and money cannot buy it. So all of those fruits of the Spirit, all of those riches of God's kingdom, so as you continue in them, to have faith is a treasure in the kingdom of God. So as you continue in those treasures, together with endurance and patience, eventually you will realize that all the riches of this world will serve you. Eventually, all the riches of this world will come and serve you. Yeah, that is what happens. And you will not struggle to have anything. You will not struggle to have what other people are struggling to have. Obedience, to have complete obedience is a treasure. Everything the Bible teaches, the lifestyle the Bible teaches that we live, they are treasures, they are riches in the kingdom of God. As we follow those things, as we live according to those things, eventually the riches in this world begins to serve us. Yeah, that is what happens eventually. But because some Christians, they don't have that patience, they don't have that endurance, then they begin to lose even the treasures that they have. So they feel like God is delaying so much. I think I have to just find something to do to fix my situations or to solve my problems. Even when what they are planning to do is contrary to the will of God. So they feel like, I just have to do something. I don't mind, even if it's not in the will of God. And that is how they lost their destiny. Their destiny is in God. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to keep this life you have given me to keep this life, to keep living this life that you have given me to live. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So, Lord, help me to keep this life you have given me. The life of righteousness. The life of patience. The life of endurance. The life of self-control. The life of purity. The life of fear of God. Help me, Lord, to keep this life till the end. Help me to keep living this life till the end. In the name of Jesus, help me, O Lord. For this life is wealth. Indeed, is the real wealth. Indeed. Help me to keep living this life to the end. The life of obedience to your word, obedience to your instructions, the life of being led by your Holy Spirit, the lifestyle of prayer, the lifestyle of fasting, the lifestyle of faith and absolute trust in you. Oh Lord, help me to keep this life to the end. Help me to live this life to the end. In the name of Jesus. For this life is the real wealth. Indeed. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have four more prayer points before we round off the session. If you look at Revelation chapter 3 verse 17. It says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. You see that? So the church in Laodicea, they came to the point where they feel like we have everything. We have money, we have influence, we have everything. We have properties, we have everything. And then they come to the point where they say, there's nothing left to have. We don't need any other thing. And that was the point they died. Yeah, that was the point they died. I pray that you will not come to that point where you will look at yourself and then you feel like, I have everything. Is it money? I have money. I have clothes, good clothes to wear. I have properties. I have cars. And then you say, I have need of nothing again. There's nothing I need again. I pray you will not come to that point. Because that was what killed this church. Yeah. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to never come to a point where I feel that I no longer need the riches, the true riches in your kingdom. So, oh Lord, help me to never come to a point where I lose hunger for you. Hunger for your presence. Hunger for your word. Oh Lord, help me to never come to that point in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Some Christians have become too comfortable to live again. They have become so full of themselves and so full of everything in this world that they are now dead spiritually. So, oh Lord, help me to never come to a point in my life where I lack hunger for you. I lose interest in the true riches of your kingdom. Oh Lord, do not let me come to that point. In the name of Jesus, do not let me come to that point where I feel so satisfied and so comfortable to seek after the real riches that are in you. Lord, do not let me come to that point. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. May God deliver our generation. Yeah, you know, there are two sets of people in the world today. We have countries that appear to be doing well economically. In fact, we have countries that the government is paying the citizens money every, maybe every 2 weeks, every 2 weeks or every 4 weeks. Even when you are not working, they pay you. And then we have countries where the economy is so bad, and then you really have to struggle and labor before you can have something to eat. Now, the people in the poor countries or countries with poor economy, they are looking at the countries that have good economy, and they are like, oh, I wish my country become like this. I wish we start enjoying life as the people in that country is enjoying life. Yeah. But they don't know that even the people in the country with a good economy, they are also dying. Yeah. They are dying. So Satan has packaged his works for each of those countries. Now this is where I'm going. For the countries that they have almost everything they want, and the government is really supporting them, Satan makes them so comfortable and full to the point that it is in those countries you find all sorts of immoralities, all sorts of wickedness. Yeah, because they are so full, they are so satisfied, and they are so idle, so lazy. And then they feel like they don't even need God. Some of them will say God does not even exist. Yeah, it's because they are so full. Yeah, and then let's come back to the country where they have poor economy. Satan has also packaged his works against them, and he make them to keep serving money. So they are all the days of their lives, they are laboring towards, I have to make it. This money, I have to have it. I have to be great. And they spend all their time, all their energy towards making that money. And then when they now make the money, they also become full. Like the same people in the country with good economy. And after they are full, they die spiritually. I don't know if you are getting my point. So really, it's not about the country you have found yourself. And it's not about whether you have money or you don't have money. It's about the fact that you have been born into a system, a satanic system that is controlling the world. And devil is using every situation you find yourself to draw you away from God. So when you are hungry and you have no food to eat, devil take advantage to use that situation to draw you away from God. And then when you have a lot of food to eat, and you have everything you want to eat, and you are so full, devil take advantage of the same to draw you away from God. I don't know if I get what I'm saying. So it's not really about having food or not having food. It's not really about having money or not having money. It's about the system that is working in the world. And that is a demonic, a witchcraft, and a satanic system. And the eyes of many people is so blind that they don't know these things I'm telling you right now. Yeah, including the church in Laodicea. Jesus told them that they are blind, they are naked, they are miserable, they are wretched, they are poor. And I don't want you to be like that. So you can see now that it's not about money. It's about a system that wants you to serve them. Yeah, so, and they can use your poverty to make you serve them. And they can use your riches, your state of satisfaction and comfort to make you serve them. So you're going to pray. Heaven is looking for a generation of Christians that will be so sensitive to the system, to the demonic system that is at work in the world, and that will resist that system. Christians that will refuse to surrender to the darkness ruling this world, whether they have money or they don't have money. Christians that will refuse to surrender. Will you be one of such Christians? So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to be wise enough to not bow to the satanic system ruling this generation. Say, oh Lord, help me to be wise enough to not bow, to not surrender to the satanic system ruling this world. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. We need men like Daniel, Christians like Daniel, who could identify the Babylonian system and could identify that it is demonic and would refuse to surrender to such system. Say, oh Lord, help me to be wise. Help me to be wise enough to not surrender. We need men, Christians, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that could identify the idolatry system in Babylon and will not surrender to that system. We need Christians in this generation that we identify the dark system in everything that is in this world. The dark system on the internet. The dark system on social media platforms. The dark system on the streets. In the banks. The dark system everywhere. And we refuse to surrender. Say, oh Lord, help me. Help me to be wise, to not bow to the satanic system ruling this world. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. We have 30 more prayer points. Revelation chapter 3 verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. They did not know that while they focus on the riches of this world, they were losing their spiritual lives. They were losing their lives in Christ. While they were trying to gain the things of this world, they were losing. I pray that you will not lose your life in Christ. Many people are alive in this world, many Christians, but they are already dead in Christ. And what killed them is the fact that they were running after the things of this world. I pray you will not die in Christ. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to offload every burden I have placed on myself that is making me lose my life in Christ. You're going to say, oh Lord, help me to offload every burden I have placed on myself that is killing my spiritual life. Lord, help me to offload them. There are things you put on your mind that is killing you in Christ. Yeah, because God has not given you that burden. Why think on things that Jesus is not asking you to think on? Say, oh Lord, help me to offload every burden I have put on myself that is killing my spiritual life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every burden of lust, every burden of pride I have put on myself, help me to offload them. Every burden of fear and anxiety, every burden of worries I have placed on myself that is killing my life in Christ, killing my spiritual life. Lord, help me to offload them right now in the name of Jesus. Help me to offload them. Thank you, Lord. Help me to offload them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Don't forget that in verse 16 of that Revelation chapter 3, Jesus started by saying that he will spew them out of his mouth because they are lukewarm. And then he went further to explain how they became lukewarm in verse 17. Yeah. They became lukewarm their pursuit of earthly things, because they were pursuing after earthly things. That was how they became lukewarm. Yeah. You're going to pray. So the question is, are you not lukewarm? Are you not lukewarm? If you cannot, because of your relationship with God, forsake earthly things, then you are lukewarm. Yeah. You are lukewarm. If you cannot because let's take for instance, if you cannot because you have not really spent time with God in a day, cancel every meeting, every appointment you have with people, even cancel your business for that day. Maybe your business you are doing to make money. If you cannot because you have not really spent time with God that day, cancel every other thing, then you are lukewarm. Yeah. Because that was what make those people lukewarm. They exalted their commitment to earthly things above their commitment to the things of God. And that is what is going on in churches today. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Father, help me. Help me to not exalt the things of this world above the things of your kingdom. Help me to place no higher value on the things of this world above the things of your kingdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me to not exalt the things of this world above the things of your kingdom, above my fellowship with you, above my commitment to you, above my relationship with you. Help me to not exalt the things of this world above the things in your kingdom. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I think I have told you before that when I was going to step into full-time ministry, I was not forced by God to leave my job as a nurse, as a registered nurse. I wasn't forced by God to leave the job, even though I know some people who were really troubled by God before they left their jobs. Yeah, but my own case was not like that. As at that time, God opened my eyes. May the Lord open your eyes too. As at that time, God opened my eyes to consider the things in His kingdom more valuable, more important than the things in this world. Yeah. When I saw that, I made a decision on my own. So, and I realized that there is something more important to spend my time doing than staying in the hospitals caring for patients. Yeah. I realized that the nursing job don't deserve my time. Like, my time is too expensive to spend doing that job. I realized that I can spend my time doing something far more rewarding, something far more profitable than any other thing. Yeah, in the industry, yeah, or in the secular jobs. Yeah, and up to this moment, I'm talking to you, I'm always thanking God that He opened my eyes at that time. And that is why I'm praying that God open your eyes too. Yeah, that God open your eyes. You're going to pray that the people in the Laodicean church became blind. They became blind. And that was why they felt that they don't need any other thing. They felt they don't need God, because they already have all the things in this world. I pray that you will not be blind. And if you're already blind, I pray that your eyes will open in the name of Jesus. So you're going to pray. This is the last prayer point. You're going to pray that the Lord will open your eyes. Yeah. That the Lord will open your eyes indeed, to see how important it is to serve God at this time, to please God at this time, to gain God at this time, to see how much you should lose to gain God. But the Lord will open your eyes to see how much you should lose, how much you should give up to gain Jesus, to gain the things in the kingdom of God. So you're going to say, "Oh Lord, open my eyes open mind, except you open your eyes, you will still be thinking, working to earn a lot of money is more important than spending 9 hours, 10 hours with God in His presence. You will still be valuing the things of this world above the things of God, except you open your eyes. I already have gotten my eyes opened. And that is why no one can deceive me. So you also need to have your eyes opened. So you're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see how much to lose, to gain the things in your kingdom. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, open my eyes to see how important it is, how valuable, how honorable, how profitable it is to serve you wholeheartedly at this time. Open my eyes, O Lord. Open my eyes, O Lord, to see how powerful, how glorious it is to spend time with you. At that time, I left my job just to spend time with God. It wasn't even to start a church or to start ministering to people. I left my job just to spend time with God, to learn from God. So to learn from God is more valuable. I mean, to spend time learning from God is more valuable than spending 9 hours working for money. I know what I'm talking about. And I know because my eyes are opened. And you will also know when your eyes are opened. You will know that. You will know that it is true when your eyes are opened. Say, oh Lord, open my eyes to see how glorious, how powerful it is to spend time with you, to serve you, to love you. Open my eyes, O Lord, to see how much to lose so that I can gain you and gain everything that is in you. Yeah. When God opens your eyes, you will freely lose. You will give up things and you'll be happy. You have given them up. Up till now, I am happy about things I have given up to gain Christ. Yeah, because I was not forced to give them up. Because I know what I have gained after I give them up. Yeah, when your eyes are open, you will happily, joyfully give up things to gain Christ. Because you know what you are gaining. Jesus said the kingdom of God is likened to someone that found a treasure in a field and he went to sell everything he had to buy that field. Say, oh Lord, open my eyes. Except your eyes be opened, you will not even believe all these things I've been saying. You will not even believe. You won't even agree. But I know what I'm saying. Yeah. Because my eyes are opened. Say, oh Lord, open my eyes. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' Jesus' name we are trained. Amen. Amen. So we are going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are so grateful for everything you have done during the course of these prayers. We thank you for everything you have taught us. We thank you for the light you have shown us. We thank you, Lord, for making us to realize that we have to become the person that you know us to be in your heart, in your kingdom, in your plans. Lord, I ask that you do your mighty work in the spirits, in the souls and bodies and minds of everyone here right now. A mighty work that will change them into the person you really want them to be. Oh Lord, do that work in every life in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you will not be deceived. You shall not be deceived. The darkness that has deceived a lot of Christians in this generation shall not be able to deceive you. The darkness that has deceived a lot of pastors and ministers of God and church founders and believers all over the world, that darkness will not be able to deceive you. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that henceforth you shall call yourself rich in Christ. Henceforth you shall call yourself rich in Christ. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that every spirit that is deceiving you to think that because you don't have the material things of this world, that you are poor. Every spirit that is giving you impression that because your life doesn't look like the lives of the people of the world, that you are not successful and prosperous. I pray that that spirit lose its hold on your life right now in Jesus' name. From today, you shall begin to think as the people in the kingdom of God thinks in the name of Jesus. From today, you shall begin to see yourself and carry yourself as those in the kingdom of God does. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the true riches in the kingdom of God that you already have, that you begin to value them in the name of Jesus, and that you begin to guard them carefully to not lose them in the name of Jesus. And as it is written in the word, that those whose desire and hunger is after the things in heaven will not struggle to have earthly things. I pray that the hand of God confirm that word in your life. The word of Christ that says that when you focus on heavenly things, earthly things become become hardened to you so that you can continue to focus on heavenly things. I pray that that word of Jesus become confirmed in your life right now in Jesus' name. From today, let all the earthly things, everyone in the world, a majority in the world are running after and struggling to get. I pray that they shall be running after you from this hour henceforth, so that you can focus on fulfilling your purpose and calling. Let all the riches in this world begin to look for you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.